You're listening to Greater LA. It's KCRW's show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiotakis. On Venice Boulevard in the mid-city area, a guy named Jesse James Taylor lives in the shade of the 10 freeway underpass. He lives there. He's 49 years old, and yeah, Jesse James is his real name. He's from Texas. He stays here to be near the moving company where he works full time.
The rent got just too damn high, and it's a situation that can really get you not depressed, but put you in a mind state. I really prefer not to be out here, but then rent is insane.
Now, Jesse James is not the only person who lives on this sidewalk. It's full of tents. Yeah, it's a common sight all over L.A. You've probably seen them. But a few blocks west, on a smaller street called Cattaraugus Avenue, there's another 10 freeway underpass that looks a lot different. Here, someone has placed dozens of short, tan-colored boulders on the sidewalks. These boulders each are about the size of a big cooler. It's an effort to keep unhoused people from setting up their tents like they have just around the corner. What are they doing there, though? KCRW reporter Anna Scott went to find out. Hey, Anna.
Hey, Steve.
All right, what's going on there? I mean, these rocks weren't placed on the street by, say, a city government or an entity, were they?
No, they were put there by nearby residents who live in homes in the neighborhood, just like you said, to prevent people from setting up tents, which is interesting because this was a big project. This cost a lot of money. It's labor intensive. It's not uncommon in LA to see businesses or commercial property owners do things to try to make outdoor spaces uncomfortable or inaccessible to people who are homeless. You might hear that referred to as hostile architecture, but you don't often hear about homeowners installing big barriers on public streets.
So who did put the rocks there? I mean, what did they have to say about it?
Yeah, so there were a couple dozen people who helped pay for this. About half of them were involved in actually physically putting the rocks out there. And then a few people who were in charge of it. I talked to one of them. His name is Peter Iliff. He's actually a well-known screenwriter. He wrote the movies Point Break and Varsity Blues. Huh. So if you've heard of those.
Yeah.
He lives near this underpass, and he said that this came from safety concerns because this is a smaller street. People have to walk through this underpass all the time to get to nearby businesses. And he said that actually he and a few others got this idea from something that local residents did at another freeway underpass nearby on Motor Avenue, that there was some hardscaping there and a mural that was painted on the walls of the underpass. And the idea was not necessarily to keep people out entirely, to leave some room for people to sit in the shade if they wanted to, but to block access for putting up tents against the walls. So he created a GoFundMe for this project and raised more than $3,000 from almost 30 people in the neighborhood. And with that money, they bought the rocks and they used some heavy-duty equipment to place them along the sidewalk.
It's just been one thing after another, and we're just trying to make this tunnel safe so pedestrians can go through, and we did not displace a single person.
So he was saying that they didn't actually kick anyone out to do this, that the last person who had been living there had been gone for a few days when they did it, and that he was under the impression that the city was on board with this. As part of this effort, they had gotten the city to do a deep cleaning of the sidewalk there. So they put the boulders out earlier this week, and by Tuesday night, there was already some very serious backlash to this.
All right, backlash. I mean, these are other neighbors who were aghast at what had transpired, I suppose.
Some, yes. And then also there were some activists involved in homelessness advocacy who had driven by, seen the rocks earlier in the week, and then online started organizing to speak out against this. So all of this came together Tuesday night at a meeting of the South Robertson Neighborhoods Council, because Peter and some others who were behind this are involved with that group. Tuesday night, activists with the grassroots homeless advocacy group Streetwatch LA and K-Town for All got their supporters to call into a Zoom meeting of this neighborhood council, which is usually a pretty small, obscure meeting. But more than 60 people actually called in or joined the Zoom to make public comment, and most of them were really angry.
I find this highly upsetting, highly distressing. This was clearly an endeavor to just displace unhoused people in the middle of a heat wave, in the middle of a global pandemic. I'm highly opposed to this, and the people responsible for this need to be held accountable. Thank you.
That was Kathleen Robbins. So this kind of comment went on for more than 2 hours. Dozens of people shared the same concerns, saying that this behavior was cruel, that it was entitled, especially at this moment in time. There were also a smaller number of people, a much smaller number, who called in to defend or compliment the ROC strategy. Some people talked about those safety concerns at this underpass, like Michelle Grant.
I get what people are saying about how hot it is, and I get what people are saying about how this feels incredibly inhumane. I can't be afraid in my own home. And my neighbors who live nearby feel exactly the same way.
And then there was what was supposed to be the last public comment of the evening, which came from a woman who introduced herself as Jean.
I'm proud of the residents for standing up to their city and to fight for what they believe in, just like BLM. The only crimes committed are forcing people to live in unsafe areas and forcing neighbors to live in disgusting, filthy living conditions when they go out every day and work their butts off to try to save and hold on to what they have.
So, like I said, that was supposed to be the last comment, but...
All right, I would like to thank everyone who gave public comment.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have a big problem with that woman.
That cannot be the last comment that is said here. That was one of the worst things I have ever
heard. It sounds like it really got heated, Anna.
Is that how
it ended, or what happened?
Well, you know, the meeting went on, and this arguing went on for a little bit. But, you know, this was one of those situations that really brings out some of the fault lines that we have right here in Los Angeles. There's a lot of conflict when it comes to the homelessness crisis. Now, it wasn't just conflict on the Zoom, though. While the neighborhood council meeting was going on, some activists with different groups, including the ones I mentioned before, Streetwatch LA, K-Town for All, actually went to the underpass to remove the rocks. And they did succeed in taking some of them away. I talked to one of the people who was there. His name is Andrew Lewis.
They were quite heavy, a lot heavier than I expected. You know, if I had a guess, I'd say maybe each one was like 200 to 300 pounds, and they were 50 to 60.
He said that while they were doing this, some housed people in the neighborhood came by, and some were angry at what they were doing. But then Peter, who we heard from earlier, came by.
You know, we were able to chat, and part of that chat was constructive. You know, it was hearing where he's coming from. And he even thanked us and said, you know what, I appreciate your passion and appreciate what you guys are doing, and I see where you're coming from.
And Peter, for his part, told me he respects the activists, even though he does defend the boulders. And for him, the story is not over. He told me that he has been charged with a felony for illegal dumping, so the saga continues.
And these battles continue, too, in neighborhoods all across Los Angeles. KCRW's Anna Scott, who covers housing and homelessness. Anna, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.